Hare Krishna. So this is Madhya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 13, lucky chapter, which is entitled The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Ratha Yatra, referring to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course. A summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities Jagannath Balabhadra and Subhadra get aboard their three cars. This function is called Pandu Vijay. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the goddess of fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses and gardens. Along that road, the servants called Godas began to pull the cart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into seven divisions, with two mridangas in each division. There were altogether 14 mridangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagandhi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. Incidentally, how many of you have been to Jagannath Puri? Okay, that's nice. Many. It's a very historic place for us. So we'll read first, I guess, 8 texts, and then we'll say a few words on Jagannath, Ratha Yatra, Jagannath Swami, and maybe a little bit, if time permits, about Shivananda Sen and Swarup Damodar Goswami, who are, of course, closely connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri as well. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Rattagre Nanartaya Genasich Jagatam Chitram Jagannathopi Vismitaha. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. It's actually described that Jagannath was so impressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing that he was gazing at him with unblinking eyes.
Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jaya Satagana Sunakari Ekaman Rattayatraya Nritya Brabhura Paramahan.
All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Ratha Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami glorifies all of you because you are very rare souls. how many people live in London and how many people listen to Chaitanya Charitamrita now. Of course, we have a few more online, but still, it's very, very small percentage of very special personalities who have this great fortune.
Aradi namaha brabhuhana sabadhan Ratre utthi gana sangi kaila pradasnan.
The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. So the word savadhan means attentively or carefully. So we sing every morning, Bandhamui Savadhana Mate. So with great attention and care, I worship the lotus feet of the spiritual master.
Pandu Vijaya Dekhi Bhare Kaila Gaman Jagannath Yatra Kaila Chadi Simhasan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. Pandu Vijay means victory of the Pandavas. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car.
Apani prataparudra lana patragan mahabraburgane karai vijaya darshan.
King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Panduvijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why was it so difficult? Of course it was difficult. Huge crowds come. Anyone been to Ratha Yatra? Am I the only one? Okay. Somebody else been to Ratha Yatra, yeah. In Puri, I mean. Okay, yeah. So huge crowds, millions of people gather together. So it's not so easy to come and see, the deities from the close. We were, I think, fortunate many years ago when I went to Puri, and we could purchase tickets for the shop front where we could sit quite cheaply, where we could sit and actually see the whole thing from very close distance. Exciting ceremony. Then later, a few years later, I went and the prices for the shop front were through the roof. You wouldn't be able to afford it. So, and yeah, the numbers of people grow every year, so it was pretty crowded at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time as well. Because Puri is one of the char dhams, one of the four main holy places in the whole Indian subcontinent, so you can imagine. Actually, every year, it's so crowded that every year number of people die in a stampede. It's like given. So, yeah. But apparently King made special arrangement for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So they were given special place and special privilege to actually peacefully observe the ceremony of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Jagannath Bhadav and Subhadra mounting their chariots.
Advaitanitai adi sangya bhaktagan sukhe mahabrabhu dekhi ishwaragaman.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Ratha Yatra.
Balista daita gana yena matahari yena matahati Jagannath vijaya karai kari hatahati.
The very strongly built daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. We don't know how powerful drunken elephants are, and probably it's better not to know. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas, but because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snan Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these Daitas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. These Daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called Daitapatis, or leaders of the Daitas. The Daitapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snan Yatra. They also make the early morning offerings of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and that the Daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. So why Jagannath has fever? Because he just taken bath, right? And then caught little cold, and then he goes into special room and gets treatment with fruit juices. Pretty nice medicine, right? It is said that in the beginning Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras and was known as the deity Nilamadav. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Shabaras, all the Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of Daitas. So probably we'll stop here and say a few words about these points, especially Daita Patis. I mean, Shastra say that visiting the holy place is useless if there is no association with the holy people residing in those holy places. And so these are the servants of, not actually servants, but they are defined as devotees of Jagannath, Daitapatis. In Jagannath Puri, it's commonly known that there are two categories of people serving the Lord. And one is called servants, and these are the pandas, right? Panda is shortened from Pandit, so like pujaris of Lord Jagannath temple. And they serve him very diligently, but their service can be mixed with personal motives, right? Because so many people come, and so they get the opportunity to have a lot of donations, and especially Ratha Yatra is the time, right, for them to really take advantage of that. I had opportunity to go up to the cart, probably. I think I told the story sometime, right? Now no one can go up the cart, but I was lucky. But yeah, I had the first-hand experience of pandas, helping people to become a little bit more renounced. not the Daitapatis. Daitapatis are considered to be devotees, right? So they make this distinction, servant and devotee. Servant means, okay, he's serving the Lord, but he's not exactly free, from selfish motivations. But devotee is the one who is just serving out of love for the Supreme Lord, doesn't expect anything. And Daitapatis are, you know, because I've been to Jagannath Puri quite a few times, I got to know some of them. And these are exceptional people, amazing people. I mean, my first introduction have started from that Ratha Yatra experience when we were observing this ceremony of Panduvijaya, the deities mounting their chariots. And it's quite astonishing how the deities walk, actually, right? They're not carried because they are so heavy, no one can, you know, there is no chance to carry them, so they have to walk. But the Daitapatis, they, I'm not sure if these are Daitapatis, maybe Pandas, they kind of support them from both sides. And so it will be described later that also in this chapter how, you know, because the Lord has to be transcendental, so for him to walk, they put, I mean, they could basically put out the red carpet, but they want to make even nicer arrangements for the Supreme Lord. So they put these special pillows for him. And so he walks on the top of these pillows. And it's really funny. They have these huge crowns, right, on the tops of their heads. Yeah, they come up, and because we were at the, you know, at the shop facing Singhadwara, but it was from the further side of the entrance, and of course the chariots are standing in the same way as deities are standing on the altar, meaning that if we face the deities, Jagannath will always be on our right-hand side and Baladev will always be on our left-hand side. And so this is how chariots are stationed before they start the procession. And so Baladev's chariot was next to our shop front. And we could see in details how Baladev was mounting his chariot. And it's very interesting how you know, every single detail of the ceremony is so meaningful that the first people who come up to the chariot to get Lord's special blessings, and of course Jagannath is in a very nice mood, you know, having, you know, nice ride, and so very much inclined to give a lot of blessings. But the first people to come up for the blessings are those who represent the spiritual leaders, brahmanas, and basically Mayavadi sannyasis, headed by Shankaracharya of Puri, of Govardhan Math. They come up, the chariot. They used to come up, not anymore, actually. And they would get the blessings. And then Kshatriyas, represented by the king of Puri, come later, right? And then everybody else. But very few people can come up the chariot. Mostly people are downstairs. So you can see, you know, perfect Varnashram system represented and everything. It's so exciting. And, yeah, it was cancelled. You know, going up the chariot was cancelled actually by the Shankaracharya of Puri. Because he actually got on the case of Pandas. He said, what are you doing? You know, you are getting everyone on the chariot, because normally chariots are stopping at Balagandhi, which is halfway between Gundicha and Sri Mandir, which is Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Mandir, right? They call it Sri Mandir. And overnight, the chariots are stationed there, and so many people rush for the darshan. And Pandas are working around the clock, getting people up the chariot and, you know, not just giving them darshan, but actually pushing them to embrace Jagannath. They did that to me as well. I was like, you know, because we don't do that in ISKCON, right? We don't embrace deities while getting darshan. That would be something strange, right? Can you imagine during deity greeting someone come embracing Gokulananda? That would be something exceptional. But during Ratha Yatra, this is what's happening. And not only they allow, but they actually push people to embrace. Did I tell the story? I didn't tell the story. Anyway, it was very interesting because I knew that this is my chance. You know, Ratha Yatra is the only time when people like me who are not qualified enough by the dint of birth to actually enter the temple can have direct darshan of Jagannath, right? And then I asked the devotees, and they told me, you should go around Mangalaratik time, because that's the best time. You know, the crowds kind of subside at the time, and you can quite peacefully, relatively peacefully, go and have darshan of the Lord. Because late comers get tired and early risers haven't woken up yet. So that's the best time, between 5 and 6, something like that. So I went there, but I was told don't carry much cash on you because there are plenty of pickpockets who also come to benefit from Ratha Yatra. And I just took... And I still remember, you know, so many years. I think it was 2003, 17 years ago. And I still remember how much cash I took with me. I took 170 rupees and 2 mangoes for Jagannath. And so I went there and I saw that there were still crowds around. And I was kind of walking around the chariot and trying to figure out, can I come up? Cannot I come up? You know, if I come up, what will happen? I wasn't sure. And I was standing and watching like that, looking up the chariot. And then, you know, these pandas, they get their family members to, you know, like male family members to also assist them. So some small boys are also there helping, because there are a lot of people to process, so they need as much help as they can get. And so one of the, you know, very small boys, maybe like 10 or 11, he was helping his father up on the chariot, and he saw me, and he pointed at me. He said, no white people allowed, go away. I was thinking, what do I do? And then I decided to play a trick. I told, I made arrangement with your father. Can you call your father? And he just went and he called his father. And so Panda is coming and he's looking at me. And of course, he doesn't remember, you know, who made arrangement with him. And he's looking at me. He said, did I make some arrangement with you? What do you want? And I told him, I'll tell you what I want, but it should be kind of private. I cannot shout, so I need to talk to you privately. He looked around, he said, okay, come up the chariot. So half job done. So I went up the chariot. He said, tell me. I told him, if you let me have Jagannath's darshan, I'll give you dakshin. He said, fine, no problem. So, and then it's like, the whole procedure is so, you know, organized that he called another panda helper and they took me literally, you know, from both sides by hands and they brought me in front of Jagannath. You know, it's kind of manual darshan. And I was thinking, what's going on? And then one of them started chanting mantra, which is very well known to all these devotees. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Gauravana Hitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And then another one took my head from behind and, you know, know that first of all, while chanting this mantra, they started pushing me at Jagannath. And I was like, come on, what are you doing? But, you know, I couldn't resist because two of them pushing me from the back. And I literally, you know, started falling on Jagannath. And they were telling, embrace Jagannath, embrace Jagannath. So I had to embrace Jagannath just to maintain my balance. I had to embrace him. And while I was embracing him, the other one took my head from behind and pressed it against Jagannath's shoulder. And while he was chanting this mantra, I was thinking, are they offering me to Lord Jagannath? Anyway, this was hilarious experience. But then they finally let me go. I'm just looking at Jagannath. Jagannath's, of course, smiling, saying nothing. And I made my prayers. But then they looked at me and they said, you are very fortunate because you got such a close darshan of Lord Jagannath. So you know who we are. We are Brahmanas, right? And Brahmanas supposed to get nice donations. So you can give each of us one cow. But we understand you don't have a cow with you, so I was thinking maybe it's good a good idea to carry a toy cow in a pocket, just in case. But they said, if you don't have a cow on you, give us cash equivalent, each of us, you know, and the cow is like, I can't remember, you know, maybe half a lakh or 1 lakh, something. So they said, you know, give each of us 50,000 rupees and then you can go. I looked at them and I showed the color of my clothes. I said, I'm very sorry, I'm a renunciate, so I'm not that wealthy, but I can give you what I can, what I have. So I pulled out 150 rupees because I had 150 and two tens, right? So, and I said, if you can divide it amongst yourself, I'm sorry. You can bless me. If I have more, I'll give you more. They said, fine, no problem, go. So they took this 150 rupees. And I was very happy. I got, you know, much more than I was dreaming of. And of course, I gave them two mangoes. They actually gave me one mango back as maha. That's a very interesting. That, you know, they always give something back as maha. They keep something for themselves, but not everything. So it's culture. And then I went down from Jagannath's chariot. And I was thinking, okay, Baladev is next, but I only have 20 rupees. And it will be embarrassing to give them that much. So I better make my prayer from the ground to Baladev. And so I'm standing in front of Baladev's chariot, but there are two ramps going up and down. And the crowds of people completely blocking Baladev from my view. And I'm making a prayer, and I'm thinking, Lord Baladev, you are so distracted by all these crowds, so many people coming to you. Are you hearing my prayer at all? Can you notice me? If you notice me, can you please look at me just with one eye, right? Just for a split second. If you, you know, if I see at least one eye of yours, I will know that, okay, you noticed me and you heard my prayers. As soon as I told that, everybody disappeared, just vanished. You know, they just went down and the whole chariot is empty and Baladev just looks at me straight. I was just shocked. And then the pandas, they got a little bit bored, you know, no people up there. And so they're looking around and they see this guy at the ground making his prayers. And they said, you know, what are you doing down there? Come up the chariot. And I'm thinking, you know, do I tell them that I only have 20 rupees? But no bother. Yeah, that must be Baladev's arrangement. So I'm going up the chariot. And they have this thing. I'm not sure if it represents Baladev's club. You know, kind of piece of wood. Kind of resembles log of wood, but apparently it's kind of shrub, the trunk of the shrub, which is very light, and inside there are some kind of seeds. And then what they do, they hit everyone on the head with this thing. It's very light, but it produces enormous sound. So, I don't know, it was kind of blessing from Baladev. Get hit by Baladev's club on the head or something. So everybody who comes up the Baladev chariot, they hit them with this thing. So I got hit with this thing as well. And so I went up. And so I had, you know, opportunity to have like very long darshan and make all my prayers to Lord Baladev. And they sitting from both sides. And there are no people at all. Zero. We're alone. It never happens. And then, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. And actually have nothing to do, so they started talking to me. They started asking, who are you, where are you from, who is your panda, whom you got initiated by, all these questions. So we were talking like for 5-10 minutes, just sitting at Baladev's feet. And then they told me, you are very fortunate, you got such a long darshan of Baladev, a lot of Baladev's mercy. I said, I know. And they said, but you know, you have to reciprocate with pandas, right? And I told them, gentlemen, I'll give you not something, I'll give you everything I have. And I pull out 20 rupees. You know, 10 and 10. And I give 10 rupees to one, 10 rupees to the other. And they couldn't believe it. They look at it. They say, what is this? I said, that's all the money I have. Sorry. What can I do? They said, okay, I'll go. Well, because so many people come, they get a lot of donations, so they're not so bothered. Who gives what? But then later, what happened was that, you know, because they get everyone up the chariot. And they get everyone to embrace Lord Jagannath. Because this is like very special, right, thing. And after embracing Jagannath, everyone tends to open their pockets wide. But then Shankaracharya said, what are you doing, guys? You know, you're doing it for money, really. If we are honest here. And you are making everybody come up the chariot and embrace Lord Jagannath. And people, you know, might have dirty clothes. People might be smoking. People might be eating fish or even meat. People might be drunk. And all these people are embracing the deity. What is the standard? So for your own sake, you're committing such an offense to the Lord during Ratha Yatra. And because I am in charge, you know, the Shankaracharya looks up to the standards. I become implicated. So from this day onward, no one goes up the chariot for the whole Ratha Yatra. What to speak of the crowds, even I will show the example, I will not come up the chariot myself. And if I'm not coming up, the king is not coming up either. So no one comes up. So only those pandas who are looking after the deity are on the chariot. Everybody else gets darshan from the ground. That's it. And that's the standard now. No one goes up the chariot. So I suppose I was very fortunate. I got this darshan before. But anyway, this is the ceremony. And of course, daitapatis are glorified so much in this purport. And yeah, I guess most of you know the story of Nila Madhav and how Nila Madhav transformed into Jagannath, and now Jagannath is worshipped in Puri. And Daitapati is there connected to Vishwavasu because they belong to the same race. And it says that they are very strong and powerful. And so when we were watching this ceremony of deities coming up the chariot, and I saw in great details how Lord Baladev comes up the chariot. And, they have this ramp going up, and of course the deity is walking, but because the deity is leaning backwards pretty heavily, someone has to support the deity, and the deity is massive, enormously heavy. And one young man was supporting the Lord Baladev from his back-to-back, and he was actually tied to Lord Baladev with this, coconut rope, because they don't use anything modern, right? They only go traditional, so coconut ropes, they still use it. And so, of course, for the rath, they use silken ropes, but for other purposes, they use coconut ropes. And these coconut ropes have the pieces of coconut shell stuck in them as well. And so he was tied back to back to Lord Jagannath, and apparently a piece of coconut shell, pierced into his back. First of all, this Daitapati, I've realized later it was Daitapati, because only they perform heaviest and actually most risky services for Lord Jagannath. But this young man, he was so strongly built, it was unbelievable. He was like a bodybuilder or wrestler, but, not with these ugly muscles and everything, but his body was like a tree trunk, literally. That the shoulder wide and chest wide was pretty much the same. And, the hands are like pillars, it's like massive. And he was really young, maybe early 20s or something. And he was like holding Lord Baladev on his own back and pushing him up like that. So Baladev went up, they put him there on the chariot very nicely. And you can see Baladev was really enjoying that whole process. And then this boy, this young man, he untied himself and he took some tulsi from Baladev's garland, and he went around to distribute the tulsi. Some people were giving donations, others were not so. But I could see he was not bothered. He just wanted to give the Lord's mercy to people. Completely selfless. Because this is the, special kind of hallmark of Daitapatis. They're not in there because they wanted something for themselves. They are in there because they consider Jagannath not just to be their Lord, but Jagannath is their family member. And, before the Navakalevar, it's kind of considered that Jagannath dies and then he takes the new body. So all the Daitapatis in Puri, and you can easily understand who is Daitapati in Puri, because they always have these names. The first name is different, of course, but second and third name and surname, they're always the same. Second and third name are Prasad Das. And so, what was the name of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati when he was young? Yeah, Bimal Prasad Das. Here we go. And so, when Jagannath, quote unquote, dies, right, changes his body, all the Daitapatis, they observe the same kind of rituals if the family members dies in the family, so they go through the same rituals, all of them. And like this young man, after he untied himself and he went around to give Tulsi, and actually I could see a huge wound in his back because of the apparently this coconut shell or whatever it was. And he was not bothered about it. He was not taking care of the wound. You know, some flies were coming. He was just chasing away flies from the wound. But he was happily, you know, distributing Tulsi to everybody. And he actually came to our shop front. He gave us Tulsi. And one lady, Indian, but she's from London, and she apparently had no idea who he was. And she was very impressed. She said, "You must have very special position in the temple because you were like holding the Lord, supporting the Lord with your back, you know, bringing him up the chariot." He said, "No, I have no position in the temple. I'm not doing any service in the temple." And she was confused. She said, "If you're not connected in the temple, if you don't have any position in the temple, how come that they allowed you to perform such a intimate service for the Lord?" He smiled. He said, "I am the Lord's family member." And she was like, "How this is possible that you are the family member of the Lord?" And instead of explaining to her, he just showed her the palms of his hands. And he said, "Look, this is conch and this is lotus flower." You know, like natural lines on the palms. You know, if I would not see that, I would never believe that this is possible. So he said, "I'm the Lord's family member." And then he went away. Like that. So, and then later, I got to know them better. And these are amazing people. I mean, they perform many times very, very risky services for Lord Jagannath. I mean, just take Navakalevara, for example, which I'm sure many of you know about, when Lord changing his body. And it's like there are so many strict conditions involved in which trees can be used for carving the new deities. And it's like the head priest seeing the dream approximately where the, you know, trees can be found. But all the Daita parties are ranging from 18 to, I can't remember, is it 60 or 80, if someone remembers, till they are very old. All of them, they are obliged to go out and search for the trees. They cannot come back before they find all the three trees. And you know what happens if they will not find three trees within a set period of time? And it's not very long. You know what happens? Anyone knows what's supposed to happen? Yes, they should commit suicide. All of them. Entire male population of Daita parties supposed to jump in the ocean and finish their lives if they won't find three trees before the time runs out. And you know the mantra they chant all the time while on Navakalevara, while looking for the trees? Anyone knows the mantra they chant? You know this mantra very well. But you don't know that they chant mantra at that time. That's the purpose of this mantra, actually. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me, right? Which means, "O Lord Jagannath, please be visible unto me." You know, when we chant this mantra, we kind of jolly, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami. But when they chant, you know, for them it's a question of life and death. "Jagannath Swami, please reveal yourself. Otherwise we are finished," literally finished, right? All of us. So that's these kind of services only Daita parties, you know, perform. Because they have that qualification, you know. For the Lord, they're ready to die. And they're ready to go for anything. And so, like, full self-sacrifice. And actually, there were cases. I mean, it never really happened, but they were on the edge quite a few times. Like, in one case, they found two trees. They couldn't find the third tree. And the time was running out. And there was only like an hour left before the time runs out. And they looked at each other and they realized, okay, that's it. That means this is the Lord's wish. So they turned around and they started walking towards the ocean. And suddenly, and of course, I mean, you can imagine people going to finish their lives. They won't be in a very jolly mood at the time, right? And so suddenly one little coward boy comes alone and looks at them and says, "You seem to be pretty morose. What happened? Who are you?" And they told him the whole thing, where Daitapati is, etc., looking for this tree. And he said, actually, according to what you're saying, that tree over there could be the tree you're looking for. And they looked in the direction, and they saw the tree. And it was like literally minutes, right, before the time runs out. And they were so happy, they turned back to thank the boy disappeared. So they realized it was Jagannath himself who, you know, helped them at the last moment, etc. So these kind of services they perform. The other service one family looks after is to change the flags on the top of the dome. And I think it's happening every day. And again, as per tradition, they never use anything modern. So no safety ropes. So the Daitapati just climbs up there without any safety. And, it rains pretty often in Puri because it's a coastal city. And so it was raining and he slipped on the top of the dome. And he started falling down. And he was thinking, okay, I'm going to Jagannath. That's their mood, you know. Anytime, dying for Jagannath is absolutely no problem. The main thing is to remember Jagannath. And so he was going down and he was, instead of panicking, he was thinking, main thing that I remember Jagannath now, you know, when the, you know, impact comes. And suddenly he is feeling that the speed of his fall slows down. He's thinking, what is this? Maybe it's a trick of the mind or something, supposed to speed up, right? And then goes slower, 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 slower. And by the time he comes to the ground, you know, it was as if someone just placed him on the ground. And he's lying there. He's thinking, am I dead or what? Then he feels his body. It's all fine. So he stands up, brushes himself, and then he realizes, okay, that was Jagannath. He still wanted me to leave. He just caught me and placed me on the ground. And so, you know what was the next thing he did? Yeah, he went back up and changed the flag and kept climbing up without any problem since that time. So these are very special devotees who are serving the Lord. And yeah, today pretty much all of them come together to serve the Lord. Because there are so many confidential services required before and during Ratha Yatra. And so yeah, Jagannath Puri is a very special place with very special devotees. And of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 18 years, actually 24 years, but 6 years he was away on pilgrimages, mostly to South India, but 18 years straight he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And of course, Jagannath Puri is very special. for us, and Jagannath Swami is enjoying his ride today, and he is very happy, and I hope all of you are very happy that it is happening as well. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, I'm not sure if there are any comments, questions. Antaranga Guru.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much. Very wonderful class. So many beautiful pastimes. My question is, how can we understand the reciprocation of one deity and reciprocation of other deities? I think we already had this discussion, but I would like to just, if you can elaborate on that. The Lord Jagannath, he reciprocates very much. Same thing, Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur. And how can we understand that certain deities are more like withdrawn? They are there, but they at least are not reciprocating so visibly.
Yeah.
Like this, like it defies gravity, you know? That's a reciprocation.
Yeah.
So if you can elaborate on that, Maharaj.
Well, this is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, right? Very important verse. Yeyathamam prapadyante tamstatvaya bhajamyaham. That as everyone surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. So Srila Prabhupada explains that if you look at the deity and you think, okay, it's a marble statue. So the Lord thinks, okay, you want to see me as a marble statue? For you, I will be the marble statue. But if we look at the deity and we realize, okay, this is the son of Nanda Maharaj in person, right? Then Krishna smiles and he says, okay, this devotee actually knows who I am. And so Prabhupada says, if you understand that this is Krishna personally, you can talk to him. Not only you can talk to him, but he will talk to you as well. He will speak to you personally, at least. So it very much depends on our consciousness, on our attitude. It's always reciprocal. Hare Krishna. Arun.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. My question is regarding when we visit holy places. Recently I went to Srirangam, Rameshwaram, and how should we pray when we are in a holy dham and in front of the Lord? What should we, if we can just elaborate, like how should we pray when you are in holy place? Of course this is also a holy place, but anything you can elaborate?
Yes, Prabhupada says ISKCON temples are embassies of the holy dham, right? So here we are in Goloka Dham, Gokula Dham, rather, Gokula Dham. And so, devotees are praying for so many different things. But the ideal prayers are exemplified by, for example, many great devotees and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So the Shikshashtakam prayers are the ideal prayers for all of us. And so if we can make them from the heart, that can have very powerful effect. Nishkinchan Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. Just a very quick question. You mentioned Bhaktisanta Maharaj. His name was Bimal Prasad Das.
Yes.
So, is Bhaktisanta Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, are they part of the Daita community?
Daita parties. I'm not actually sure about it because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not originating from Puri. Mm-hmm. He moved there when he was doing his service. And interesting point about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His family name is Datta, and Narottam Das Thakur's family is Datta family. So he belongs to the family line of Narottam Das Thakur. Mm. And so, but you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati got that name, Bimal Prasad Das. And so I'm not exactly sure, that has to be researched, but he was given this Daitapati name. So it's possible that one can be adopted in that category as well. So we'll have to check, but it's very interesting that his name was typical Daitapati name, Prasad Das.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Yeah.
Hi, Krishna. Thank you so much for your class, Maharaj. I was going to ask, so for today, it's, you know, it's a theatra. Probably you could share your own like meditation, but what do you advise for our meditation to be as we're doing our services today? And yeah.
Well, Ratha Yatra, as we know, is, for at least from Vaishnava standpoint, of course, Jagannath is universal, literally universal, right? Everybody worships Jagannath. You just look at Wikipedia page on Jagannath. Impersonalists worship Jagannath, right? Mayavadis worship Jagannath. Vaishnavas worship Jagannath. Sikhs worship Jagannath. Buddhists worship Jagannath. Jains worship Jagannath. Jagannath has Muslim devotees, right? Jesus Christ, judging from the temple records, spent time in Jagannath Puri. So we can understand the entire Christianity started from Jagannath by his inspiration. And so many, of course, tribal people worship Jagannath because he's their lord from the beginning. So, you know, it's like every religion on the planet has Jagannath as their deity, claims Jagannath to belong to them. Like Buddhists, they say Jagannath, Bhadeva, and Subhadra are manifestations of Dharma, Buddha, and Sangha, right? Three principal truths in Buddhism, etc. So, yes, Jagannath is universal, but according to our understanding, Vaishnava view, of course, for us, Jagannath is none other than Shyama Sundar, Krishna. And when gopis met Krishna at Kurukshetra, and they so much wanted Krishna to go back to Vrindavan, and so this is what Ratha Yatra personifies. Gopis are pulling Krishna's chariot towards Vrindavan. And Gundicha represents Vrindavan, right? Sri Mandir, Jagannath Mandir, represents Dwaraka. And then they pull Jagannath in Vrindavan. So that's why Ratha Yatra for us is inviting the Lord's into our own hearts, which is supposed to be Vrindavan. We're supposed to have Vrindavan in our hearts and inviting the Lord there. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premānande.